Are there any questions on this item, Chris?
Just one on sort of benefit forms, item 4 or 5. Benefit form doesn't necessarily sort of jump off the page to the code of this benefit form unless you actually go looking for it. How active are we in looking at researching that, or is it just when we get a tip off?
In actual fact, Councillor, back in 2015, the requirements to undertake investigations in this particular area transferred to the DWP. So it's not the authority, once they administer the grant and the grant gets verified, it is not for the authority to look into those specific cases. However, there are still some residual areas, i.e. there is a discount, because it's a discount and not a grant, we fall on the councils outside of the equation. Your resources at the time transferred across to DWP. So your capacity to look at fraud, even the areas that you still retained, you did not have much capacity. However, you did deal with them on a case-by-case basis. The DWP, I think, has twigged that perhaps joint working was a good idea. So they had contacted a number of all of the councils to say, what would you be happy to tag team at a future point in time, to which this council has said, yes, it would. What that will enable us to do is they just come back to the table, is that it will enable us to do some joint working on the cases, again, still only on the sides which we're responsible for. But it does mean that the DWP may take the cases forward for prosecutions, as opposed to that threshold would be lower, because the level of potential fraud would be low in those particular areas. So we're not responsible for it, it's with the DWP. There are a number of controls and arrangements that are in place that will start to transfer across, and we're going to recommence or recommence joint working, but I'm just slightly different models of what was in place previously. In addition to that, come April, you will be able to pull upon more wider your intel auditing.
Yes, Paul.
I'm trying to get my head around the comment that is made. It says, fraud exists but goes undetected or unreported. The risk is unquantifiable, however nationally fraud is reported to be on the increase. If you're not aware of fraud going on, how can we assess how much fraud is going on within the council? And if it is nationally on the increase, what safeguards are in place locally to make sure that we don't follow the track that's been taken nationally on fraud being on the increase? Have I read that right? It's quite a confusing statement that's made. It took me a while during the weekend to try to get my head around that. Thank you.
You will note, Councillor, there is one case of fraud. Whilst it is a substantial fraud that we have on the table, potential fraud, you have not had other cases for a considerable period of time, which is not logical based on the volume of money and the complexity of all of the areas that you get involved in. You have a number of very sound arrangements in place, so you can't quantify. It's a little bit like the iceberg, what can you see and what can't you see? So it's difficult. Nationally, fraud has been increasing year on year out because things are getting more sophisticated, technology, cyber crimes, and there are additional strands which haven't been encountered before. SIMS cards being one of them, which came under the parking. So it's, what do we have on the other one? You don't have many cases. What I am attempting to say to you is there are, without a doubt, you will have some. You have some very good arrangements in place that will never mitigate and close the doors on everything. So I think it's about us having our eyes wide open, people have some gaps. We, from an audit perspective, both internal and external, our duty found that if we identify some issues, that we have to follow them through. But it's not our role to go looking for it. Managers are responsible for making certain there are appropriate arrangements depending upon the areas in which they manage and oversee. So it's my attempt of, you've not had fraud, there's got to be some fraud. You have quite good arrangements in a number of areas, but it is a missing piece. So when we move service come April, we will do some additional checks to test the boundaries as to where some profits are.
Stuart, do you want to add to that?
Thank you, Chairman. Elizabeth quite properly has been very diplomatic when she says that the amount of attention paid to fraud is not always effective. DWP are not very good at it. They've taken the lead on a number of cases. We haven't been satisfied with the work that we've done. Our own officers have actually challenged, and we have been more successful in chasing against fraud. I think you're right, there's still a lot more work to be done. Audit's task is to make sure that officers are doing the checks where necessary. I think it's an area where we profitably undertake more work.
Can I say that I'm in total agreement with Councillor Hutchinson on that, because I think the amount of money that is or the amount of undetected fraud does cause me some concern, and I think it should cause this committee some concern as well. So I welcome the comments made by Councillor Hutchinson. Thank you, Stuart.
Okay, thank you, Chris.
Might be worth looking at some of our systems. In planning, you regularly get with development requests for somebody to convert a home on a holiday park to a permanent home because they've been living on it for the last 10 years. If they've been living on it for the last 10 years, then they should be paying council tax. Now, our system isn't looking at the two things together, that this is a regulatory, it's not somewhere that you can live full time. Either they're paying council tax and we should know about it and we should check them out, or they're not. And so, you know, there could be, I mean, it would be worth looking over all of the past ones as well, that there's 10 years worth of council tax fraud there. Just because you don't have a planning permission doesn't mean to say that you're not liable to pay council tax. And we have been undertaking an exercise to chase potential non-payers. We've done a great deal of work in-house to do that, and then we also employed a firm to sweep up our officers called Capacity Grid, who work on the basis of no saving, no fee. So we took the low-hanging fruit, and they've been working with us to ensure that anybody who should be paying council tax is paying council tax wherever they happen to live. And that's actually one of many things that we're doing to tighten up the financial management.
Okay, thank you. Lizzie, do you want to move on to the next section?
Do you want to note that one first? Do you want to note that one first?
Well, we note it all at the end.
I wanted, if it was okay, to just have one final point in relation to this. But from an audit perspective, we will map out where we believe to be some of the high-risk areas based on experience as well elsewhere. And then we will target those areas and report accordingly at the correct time back to this. Do you want the next one? Okay. The next report that I'm going on to you.
Should we know that one?
Can we note that one, please? You win, Jan. She's been telling me to do that.
Yes.
Hands up, please. We're noting that.